Welcome to the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. This podcast will give independent insurance agents all of the tools to grow your business and live life on your terms. Wherever you are today, if you're starting with nothing or well on your way to the success you desire, with the right people, processes, and promotions in place, you will be unstoppable. And now I'd like to introduce your host, Mike Stromso.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the next episode of the Unstoppable Profit Podcast. To follow our theme for this year, which is everything AI, automation, technology to help agents grow their business, create wealth, and have more freedom, we are privileged to have on the podcast as finally able to track him down, Mr. Ray Huang from Canopy Connect. Ray, welcome to the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Mike.
Hey, I'm grateful you're here. We've connected at various industry events over time, but this is your first time on the podcast. So I want to take a deep dive and hear everything that's going on with Canopy Connect because it continues to help agents. Last count, over 12,000 agents using your product. We want to hear all about how they're using it to help grow their business and help more people. But before we get started, you've got a 24-year history in technology, and now you're lending your technology expertise to the industry. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Yeah, so I've been in software startup marketing for, again, 24, 25 years. Can't believe it's been that long. but I've been here at Canopy Connect for a little over 3 years. When I came, we were, you know, all of 12, 13 people, and now we're 30 plus.
Wow.
Just continuing to grow. I think we still definitely, some people hear that we're like, oh, we're only 30 people. Like, you guys seem to be doing a lot. You know, you seem bigger and better and like all over the place, but you know, we've got great people that are really kind of, I don't know, out punching, what they should. But yeah, I'm here. I'm doing, their marketing. I've kind of been somewhat of the evangelist lately, at least. And yeah, I love helping out all the agents that are using us, that want to use us, and how can we help you kind of help your improve your intake process and all that. Yeah.
Well, in today's world, you know, where data is king or queen in so many ways, you extract the data that agents need to get deals done. And I want to dig into this, and we can start wherever you want, but you help agents with personal insurance and commercial insurance nowadays, correct?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we started out with personal lines, but we're at a point now where like we work with 96% of the auto insurance carriers and 90%, 91%, I think, of the homeowners carriers. So it's like, we're pretty saturated there. Like, we're at a point where pretty much every carrier you come across we'll have access to. And then a couple of years ago, we dabbled into commercial, and we've been kind of building and refining that. Commercial is a little bit different because, again, the bigger commercial operates a little bit differently. Not everyone has a login, which is kind of our core bread and butter of how Canopy Connect works.
Yeah, so that's the key, right? So when an agent goes to use Canopy Connect, what it does, it helps the consumer log into their online account.
Right. Yeah. So,
and what happens after that?
Yeah. So like where we sit in the process, right? Someone wants a quote, they'll request a quote, and then we want to make sure that we get the information we need so we can make some informed decisions or be informed when we go and have that, the consultative meeting. Either you're already prepared with everything you need, or you can go and just get the additional sort of color commentary that I like to call it, about the rest of their life and insurance situation. So being able to get as much information as you can upfront with very little friction, I think is critical to being able to have productive conversations down the line, right? Informed, data-driven types of decisions. So the methodology that we employ and that we started out with doing is called consumer permissioned data sharing, consumer permission sharing, which is to say, you know, we, in our case, the agent would send out a link to a prospect. Hey, fill out this link, just log in to your current insurance carrier and sign in, and we'll Canopy Connect. You're authorizing us to go in and share that information with the agent. And it's, a process that takes 6 seconds,
Wow.
from the moment they hit submit to the moment it shows up in your dashboard. On average, it's about 6 seconds, super fast. And we're getting a bunch of rich data, not just a deck page, but actually like structured data that you can then send off to your rater, your other systems as well. So it's a pretty streamlined process. And, we've brought in some new functionality as well, because we're always iterating and improving. So you can do forms and ask questions and enrich data and all that as well.
Well, with 12,000 agents and 30 team members, you're doing something right. So, and I hear from our members as well as other people in the industry, that you are doing something right. I think that's fantastic. Let me ask you another logistical question for somebody out there who might be listening, thinking about this. So, if I have my auto insurance with Travelers and I have my homeowners insurance with Safeco, just to drop a couple of company names, just I have an umbrella with somebody else. Is it one login that grabs from all three of those carriers, or is it three separate logins?
That would have to be three separate logins. It's all in one flow. So as you go through, let's start with your auto. You plug in your username and password for that. You get to the end of that process. We have a question that comes up. Hey, do you have another policy to share, or another carrier to share? I don't remember exactly what the wording is, but you click that and it kind of just restarts the process. And now you can go find your homeowners if they're all written with different carriers. Now, if they're all written with the same carrier, if they're all with, Big Red, those all come through one login, and we'll pull, four policies over, your home, your vehicles, your umbrella, your boat, right? Those will all come through. One day I'll have a boat, but so that all comes
Be
through one
careful what you
login.
wish for, depending on your
That's
budgets.
true. First and last, what is it? The first and last day of owning a boat, sort of the best days of owning a boat.
That's what they say, yeah. My buddy was trying to talk me into a yacht last weekend and I didn't bite. So anyway.
No. It's the best situation is to have a friend that has a boat,
That's
right?
right.
It's
There you
kind of
go.
like having a friend that has a truck, right?
Well, that's what I quickly tried to convert it the other way. I said, have you ever thought about buying a yacht yourself? Right. So,
Right.
anyway, he didn't bite either. Back to the matter at hand. So yeah, I mean, that's very realistic. Could be four or five different carriers. Now that you say that, if I've got a boat or an RV, there's another carrier there. So it just kind of it leads the consumer along the path until you get all the policies, correct?
Right. And I'll say what, I mean, one of the challenges that we have is because some people will say, well, not everyone knows their login, or they gotta, we make it easy to like reset your password, anything like that.
Good.
But sort of the flip side is like, well, I could just ask them, can I just ask them the information? Because that's how I currently do it. And I say, well, you could, but whatever you ask them about their policy information, that's only as good usually as they know it to be, right?
Right.
And I'm not saying that they're lying or they're, trying to mislead you. They like if you ask me, do I have a 1% deductible on for wind and hail? I don't know. Is it 1%? Is it 2%? That makes a difference,
Oh, yeah.
right? And all the different nuances of what is and isn't covered. So being able to get that information directly from the carrier is going to be a like light years better than being like, well, I asked them and this is what they told me, and I think it's right, but I don't know,
Yeah.
right?
Well, not only that, the agent, when they subscribe to Canopy Connect, has their own account. And does the information remain in their account?
Yeah, the information pulls in, it'll stay in Canopy Connect for the agent to see. And if they want, we've got integrations with all the raters and CRM systems and AMS systems as well. So you can just click a button and it'll send it off to wherever else you need it. Because honestly, like it'll all stay in Canopy Connect, it'll be there. But that's not where it's most useful, right? It's most
Correct.
useful in the other systems that you use the most.
The
So we
CRM, depending on
wanna,
which one you use, or the AMS. So you're with
right.
all the big AMSs as well. You two-way integration.
One-way integration, at this point, we're able to just send the information there, and because that's again, that's where you're operating from, right? We're kind of a conduit, We're just like a stopping point. In fact, you can even skip it. You can set it up so it like you get the information that goes straight into PL rating or easy links or whatever you're using.
Okay. So where you shine, some areas that you might shine for an agency when somebody raises their hand and needs a quote. And let me just share something that multiples of our members have said because of the, we'll just say, difficulty of the personal lines markets in some states.
Sure.
They are very adamant, we will not begin work on a quote until they have logged into Canopy Connect and got us their current deck pages. That is hard and fast. That is the way they operate. And if they're not willing to do that, then they thank them very much and send them along their way.
Yeah. I mean, I like that approach. I think it's a good sort of filtering approach
Yep.
from
Well,
the
just for personal lines.
reviews and the shoppers.
Yeah.
I think that's good for setting that bar. Like, are these guys going to be easy to work with?
Well, I
Right?
mean, yeah, and one of the questions that I came up with in my own agency years ago, and I would position it and set it up to ask it, but I would say, when you hear the word insurance, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Protection or price? And I would intentionally say protection first, because if they say price, that tells me they're pretty much a price shopper. And not that we're not looking to provide the best value for their insurance dollar, but we want to talk about their protection. And that's another huge advantage that you guys provide to agencies. It removes everything concerning the price, and you get the protection into the conversation. And then you can really talk about what the most important thing, which is protecting people and everything they work so hard for.
Right. Because if you're, I mean, if you're comparing policies and it's completely different, like price does play a big factor if you've got good protection versus state minimums,
That's right.
right? And if you want to be working state minimums, like you could do that, but you might want to set the bar a little bit higher and realize, at least knowing what you're getting into, like how much tolerance am I going to have? How much do I want to invest in this? Or do I just want to be like, let me grab this. If all you care about is price, I'm going to go fire up my rater and send it to you. And like, if you like
Well,
it, you like it, you don't, you don't. Right.
not only
But
that,
other
it
ones you
evens
want to
the
work with.
playing field. Yeah,
It
sorry.
does. It does. I did a talk about this, theory of information asymmetry, right? And when you're buying a car or whatever, the more information that both parties share, the more like parity that there is. If the buyer is hiding information from you, then now you're at this disadvantage where you have to guess, or if they only care about certain things and you don't realize that's what they care about, yeah, you're just at this huge disadvantage from a sales standpoint. But if you're at a place where there's parity, or you're not even, I'm doing this, like you're not working against each other, but you're working together,
Right.
then now you've, right, this is where you're building your rapport with each other and trust and being an advisor. It's different than I'm selling them a policy and they're buying whatever I'm selling them or whatever's they perceive is to be the best value or cheapest, whatever they're valuing, right?
Right.
But I think going from that adversarial relationship of like, hey, I don't want to share my information. I'm going to black out my deck pages. I'm going to, be really vague and whatever about my violations and accident and all that. Like if they're going to be, shady about that, then you are in this adversarial relationship, but you want to like, let's get everything out in the open. Let's get all the information out there and we can work together and get you protected the right way.
Exactly. And I think the majority of consumers, although I believe that they are becoming wiser and more knowledgeable than they've ever been because of technology, still, I mean, to a large extent, insurance is a mystery. And what does it truly mean to have X amount of protection on BI and PD? or you know, all the additional coverages on a homeowner's policy, or even getting into commercial. I mean, you know, what do the endorsements truly mean and all of that? So that's, you know, part of our value in helping people. So, and you make that process very, very easy for the agent. So talk a little bit about the intake.
Yeah. So like I was mentioning earlier, we've got, I think of the whole quoting process as kind of like five or six core stages: quote request, intake, information intake, consultation, rating or quoting, like getting the actual rates, and then like let's actually present it, hopefully
Right.
close them. Right? Those are kind of these,
Gotcha.
and everyone's gonna have maybe their own little nuanced way of doing it, but like that's kind of how I see this, like linear progression. A lot of folks don't really have a defined intake step or process. They might have a very rich initial quote form, or they might be like, I'll just wait till I get them on the phone or meet with them, and I'll go ask them all this information. So, my sort of argument against either of these and not having it as a distinct step is like you can ask for a whole bunch of information up front. First of all, you're going to have like a high abandonment rate. At some point, you're going to ask too many questions, and some percent of people that are coming through are going to give up. The other is you get just question fatigue, the misinformation that we mentioned earlier, like the stuff that they just don't know or they guess. And then when you go over to sort of the phone intake, if you're doing that during the consultation or whatever, like you're sitting there like, yeah, I talked to this guy for half an hour, really great guy. And then if you really think about that conversation, you were just asking him question after question after question, right? And it wasn't a dialogue, it wasn't a conversation, it was
Right.
an interrogation. It
Exactly.
was, right?
Yeah.
And that's not, that's clearly adversarial in its nature. But you also feel this certain, as the prospect, a certain pressure. Oh, what's this? What's this? What's this? It's like, ah, I don't know, but I want to give you an answer because I want to progress this forward. So I'm just going to tell you something, right? Again, going back to that sort of potential misinformation there. So I find that to be a bit of a challenge. I think we should separate those steps and not muddy those steps. Like you want someone to request a quote, whether they called in or they emailed you or they find out on your website, whatever your mechanism is. Yes, got that. Now let's do this intake step. I need to get the information that I need. Now I can digest that and not react to the information either. And then put together a plan when you're talking to them. Like, what else do I need to know?
Right. Well, I mean, yours is simply a link, right? And obviously, something can be created via a bit instructional video, tutorial video. You can actually create a bot, an AI tool, which will launch that particular section. You can launch them the link and instruct them how to use it. They can all do it on their own 24/7, 365 to get to the point, right? So that's part of the beauty of what you guys have provided. So
So you can build that into, right, the quote request happens,
Yep.
autoresponder, here's a Canopy link, here's why we need it.
Yep.
You know, some people will embed us on their own landing page so they can put a video next to it and kind of explain what's going on.
Yep.
Others can just send out the link and that's fine too. But yeah, it's working for you 24/7 if you can automate it all, which it's just a link.
100% possible. I mean, a lot of other members that I've seen, they have banners on their website. You know, get started here. They'll click the banner and it goes right to your page. That way we can get started and get to work for you. But we can't really properly get work to work for you until we have the right information. And the consumer doesn't have to, quote, lift a finger. We'll do all the work. We'll let the automation and the tools such as Canopy Connect do the work for us so that we can get in touch with you and have a real conversation, as you say, advisory or consultative. Which is really talking about the important stuff. Great stuff, great stuff. So, I want to talk a little bit about under the generating quotes area, you know, whether you're using comparative rater or quoting from carrier sites, you have direct integrations, as you mentioned, with most of the CRMs, all the agency management systems, and beyond that. But you also have a new feature called Policy Paste that can fill info on any website form like carrier quotes. Talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so this is something we released, I want to say back in February or March. It's really so we've already got the data. It's sitting here in Canopy Connect. We know all your policy information, your contact information, all that stuff. The raters are great, but there's a lot of agents that we've heard are like, well, so this carrier gives me different results if I use the rater versus not, or they don't appear in the rater at all. And I know if I have this type of risk, I'm only working with these like three guys for the most part. So to make it easy, because data entry is the bane of everyone's existence, instead of having to retype all this information, like, oh, here's Canopy Connect, let me go type everything. We have a Chrome plugin, so any web browser, you can click on it up top. And when you go to basically any form, but works best obviously on a carrier quote form, and you can automatically kind of smart paste everything into the appropriate fields if you need to make adjustments, because it's not perfect the first time out. Like, we test it and we've done it, but there's so many carriers that we so it'll map the right data fields to the right places. And if you're like, oh, that one wasn't quite right, you can like remap, and then we'll start learning that, right? So it's a super fast way to be able to now basically use this as kind of a shortcut to these different carriers, fill it all out, and get the results back that you need on that quote. So it's just an easy, light plugin. It's free to use. If you're already using Canopy Connect, it's a free plugin, and you just put
So
your
it's like
data wherever you
creating an
want.
LLM to an extent over time. Once you start mapping it and getting it to map right, then especially if you're using, almost maybe the same carrier often, it will start learning that mapping process. Fantastic. So let's answer a couple of other questions to help agents because you've identified some frustrations and friction points for agencies out there. Let's help overcome those. So things like long intake forms, they take a long time, high abandonment. You touched on that briefly. Anything else to add on that?
Just the time it takes. Like, let's not underestimate the time it takes to fill out a form,
Right.
especially if you're not familiar with the subject matter. If you don't know the answers to the questions, it's one thing if you like, I know everything, and that's tedious to fill out a form. That
Right.
sucks. But if I don't know the answers, now I'm like, where do I go find that information? Like, that ends up taking much longer. So now you're taking like half an hour to fill out this form, and you're not providing them the guidance that they need.
Right.
So it's a challenge, and that propagates some of that misinformation that may come through. You're like, oh, but that's a required field, and so I need to give you something.
Right.
So I'm just going to answer something. That's going to be a pretty big challenge there. I think some of the other things, right? Sure, you can go ask them, hey, go just send me your deck page, right? And that's kind of the genesis of where we started. It was like, we can get deck pages. Yeah, we can get those from the carrier. But like, for a normal person, where do I go to get that deck page? Go log in. And like, I've tried doing this. Like, when I first started here, I was with the lizard insurance company, right?
Yeah,
And
right.
just going to try to find my deck
This is a
pages.
family show. No cussing, please. I'm just kidding.
But just trying to find a deck page, like, it was a few clicks and it was kind of buried. As an agent, like, I can't really help you walk through a carrier site that I'm not logged into to go find that deck page, right?
Right.
You always get the question, well, what's a deck page? I don't even know what that is from the prospect point of view. Or you're like, oh, maybe it was that document that was they sent you that packet 11 months
Right.
ago. Remember that thing?
All of those papers, the one that I threw in the drawer. Which
Right.
drawer was it?
And they go, oh, I found it. It was from 3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. So which page are you looking at of the 48,
Right,
right?
right. And then how do I now it's like I got a stack of papers. How do I send this to you?
Right,
Well, you can scan
exactly.
it. I don't have a scanner. I'm gonna go take I got my iPhone whatever 16, and so here's like 6 gigabytes of photos.
Yeah. Well, but bigger than that, they also may have fear because, well, the only person that I rely upon to get that information is my current agent, but I don't want to call them and ask them for it because they're going to ask me why I need them.
Sure.
Right. So this overcomes the entire process. So The other thing that I was thinking about, the phone intake, it can take as much as 30 minutes or more. It doesn't build rapport. That just makes you a transactional agency, and that's not what we want to be.
Right. So you want to have that information, you want to be able to build some of that relationship. And you just touched on something about reaching out to their current, about the prospect reaching out to their current agent. Right? That's always an awkward thing, especially in commercial. So in commercial, you've got to usually request loss runs and all that stuff, and that usually has to come through the carrier or the agent through a special request. That's an awkward conversation that you really it's hard to avoid. But with Canopy Connect, when you are able to connect in a commercial carrier, we're also able to pull in loss information. So it's not your official letterhead loss runs, but we can see by data all the loss information. So it's enough for you to start putting in and feeding it into the systems that you need to get the quotes. Whereas, we hear from other agents that like you go request loss runs, they drag their feet and they go in and they try to plug you into the systems and kind of block you out. So, you can't run with those carriers that they're also appointed to, and that creates a whole situation. So being able to kind of get ahead of that, at some point you're going to need to request those loss runs. Maybe those come from the carrier or you request them from the incumbent agent of record. But you're already close. Further down the line, you're ready to go. I just need this to submit it and get it bound.
Well, I would think in some situations you're at least able to screenshot it and submit it to the carrier and say, hey, this is data that I pulled online. The formals are following. One of some of my favorite words, I did a lot of commercial insurance, were subject to. And so generally because of the relationships that we have with our carrier partners and the underwriters, not as much as it used to be, but they would take that and we'd at least get to the table. And then I'd have to get the formal. So that's great stuff. Let me ask you a question, and you may not know the answer. And if you don't, that's totally fine. But you're helping approximately 12,000 agencies right now. What percentage of the agencies that you're helping actually use your commercial offerings?
It's probably in like 15% or so. I just
Wow. So that's
ballparking. So
more than I
it's
expected. Yeah.
yeah, so it's coming up. It's being used more and more often, and we've recently kind of reconfigured some of our plans that will include both commercial and personal lines access. We used to have those as like separate plans and you can bundle them, and we have these different permutations, and we had this challenge where people were like, well, I write mostly personal, but I do have some small commercial that I do. I don't know if I can justify the extra costs and all that stuff. There's other and vice versa. I do a lot of commercial, but I'll handle some personal stuff on the side, right? And we're like, well, you need to have this plan or that plan or this bundle. So we kind of flipped all that off, and we started doing something called policy points, where basically on the personal line side, one policy point is one personal lines submission. Or you can use five policy points and that equals a commercial submission. You can mix and match those however you want. Kind of like, like tokens at an arcade, right? Like commercial lines is like the premium game. And if you just want to play Miss Pac-Man over here, that's fine. You could do that.
Well, we own vacation properties and we've had them for so many years, but they're trying to convert us all to points nowadays. And my wife's very much against that. So anyway, we're not converting to points, but that's what I'm thinking when I hear you say that. So anyway, great, fantastic. So for, well, let me just go to this point. Pun intended, I guess. But if somebody's thinking, well, this is all great, I want to learn more about Canopy Connect and how do I get loaded up with points so I can use the system to write more business and help more people, how can people get in touch with you if they want to have a conversation, you or your team?
Sure. Yeah, our website is around 24/7. Usecanopy.com, USECANOPY.com. Go on there. You can request a demo. You can start a trial. So we offer a 14-day free trial for anyone that signs up. So you can use it as much as you need and see if it's working for you. And we offer onboarding and all that stuff when you do sign up. So you can get trained up and you know you're using it the right way, and you can see value. I mean, most people see value within, their first like five submissions. They're like, okay, I get it. I see why this
Yeah.
is like such a game changer. And so that's the best way to do it. We've got some like online little tours if you want to just kind of self-pace and see what it is. But yeah, you can book a demo. We've got Casey and Derek who are on our sales team who can walk you through that and show you whatever you want to see and let you run your information through our system and all that stuff. But we're happy to help. Our plans, we've got our basic plan that starts at $100. Our most popular one's about $250. And that gives you commercial and personal lines access, enrichment forms, and all this stuff.
That's only one deal if it's $2,500 in premium at 10%.
It's cheap.
And the rest of it, you're just making money. So,
Like if you don't see an ROI on this in a week,
yeah, exactly. Well, but bigger than that, by the way, that's usecanopy.com, USECANOPY.com. Is that right, Ray?
That's right.
Yeah, so check it out. 14-day free trial, which is makes it a no-brainer. Obviously, schedule that when you're not going to be out of town for 14 days, you or your team, so you can really, get your heels dug in and figure out what it can do. And it, or if you want a demo, the Canopy team can help you with that. By the way, a side note that I always ask on agreements, is it a month-to-month agreement?
We do, it's just month to month. Yeah, so
Okay.
no long contract. If you want to save a little bit of money, you can go for an annual contract and kind of lock that in, save 10% in
Yeah.
addition. So,
Well, I mean, I always advocate, give it a try. And if you like it, then contact them and say, hey, I'd just like go ahead and give you money for a year. Generally, companies will say, we'll take it. So anyway, I'm not saying you guys will, but that's my direction. On a side note, you didn't hear that, Ray. Great stuff. I'm super, super excited about the future. You guys keep evolving. And, Tolga was on this podcast, oh, it's 3 or more years ago in the very beginning. Had big plans, and the great news is the plans and the dreams have come true, and you guys are
Oh,
just
yeah.
getting started. You're doing great stuff for agents out there. So thank you for what you're doing in the tech realm, and I know with the advancement of technology and automation and AI and everything else, you guys are doing going to do nothing but continue to get better. So we're excited about that, and you're going to join us in Arizona coming up at the end of the year. So we're excited about that as well, to be able to connect face to face with the agents and answer more of their questions. So as we
Yeah.
begin to wrap up today, is there anything else you want to say to our audience? Or, if not, I always have a favorite question. Why Canopy over and above any and all other options to people out there?
Yeah, so I like to use the term like you want to get facts and not friction. And Canopy Connect just that, right? We get you the facts that you need, minimize the friction in the process, doesn't take any, a lot of time, doesn't take a lot of effort. Just get good data and you can work from there.
Say that for me one more time.
You want facts, not friction.
I love
So
that. If you want facts, not friction, use canopy.com. Great
yeah.
stuff. Ray,
Thank
thanks for
you.
joining us on the podcast. We appreciate you.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right, give my best to Tolga and the team. Thanks for all you're doing for agents everywhere. And if this is your first time on the podcast, welcome. My name is Mike Stromsa. I'm widely recognized as a leading author, speaker, and coach for the independent insurance agency industry. You can learn more about what we do and myself at upplife.com. That's UPPLIFE.com. If you're interested in attending any of our conferences, learning more about what we do to help agents grow their business, create wealth, and have more freedom, just visit us at upplife.com. Everything that we do is designed based on our almost 40 years of experience as proud independent insurance agents, growing our own independent insurance agency businesses to very, very high levels. And now we just share it all with you. And take this link to the podcast. If you know somebody else who might like to hear this valuable information that Ray just dropped on us, please take this link, unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. Share that link with them. Make sure that they go up to the top and click subscribe so none of you miss any valuable information. In addition to that, the podcast is out there on all the channels, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, our YouTube channel, and beyond. unstoppableprofitpodcast.com. We're excited to continue to support the Independent Insurance Agency channel. Thank you for that opportunity. Ray Huang, thank you to you and the Canopy team for supporting all of us.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, get out there, make a difference, be unstoppable, leave no regrets. You got this. We believe in you and we have your back. I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you love the podcast but don't know where or how to get started? Visit www.uppplife.com. That's UPPLIFE.com to learn more about our coaching and mastermind programs and how you can join our community of growth-oriented agency owners today.